fresh. You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach. Today, we're going to tackle PriceBook. And if you wait till the end, I've got a gift for you. I've got something I want to give away to you guys that's going to help you with this. But I want to dive into this idea of PriceBook and really tackle the important aspects of it. I really don't care if you're in plumbing or any industry. What we talk about today is going to be absolutely true regardless, because when it comes down to PriceBooks, when it comes down to menus, when it comes down to lists and things that you sell for services, products, food, whether you're listing a home as a real estate agent, it all comes down to the same thing. And the reality is that that price book, that menu, that thing, that listing has to be convertible. And it also has to be profitable, meaning you have to be able to make a profit on it. You have to know that when they say yes, that it's going to equal a net profit. But at the same time, you've got to be able to get the yes. Like, we can all want to buy a Ford F-150 and try to sell it for twice as much. But the reality is no one's going to buy it from you for twice as much, because that's not a convertible price based on market and other options that they would have. And so we oftentimes find ourselves competing in this way, but we rely on our competitors' pricing, or we rely on our customers' understanding of who our competitor might be to affect our pricing, and that is not how you do it. Also, this idea of hourly is just silly to me. The idea of somehow coming up with some hourly rate that's going to make you money is silly to me, because it never really anticipates, it never really considers the risk associated with the item that you're doing. For example, there's a lot more risk associated to a $5 part being buried 6 feet in the ground than there is a $5 part being glued into a wall, or even worse, or even better, I should say, a $5 part that is just sitting chest high, completely exposed. You can access it at any moment, and you install that into the plumbing system. It's the difference between a shutoff. In fact, it's the difference between a PRV that's in an unfinished basement on the wall versus a PRV that's a couple of feet buried in a box in the ground. It's the difference between installing a water heater up in an attic versus a water heater in the garage. See, all these things are different. It's the difference between running a sewer line 12 feet underground, 20 feet underground versus 2 feet underground. And for some of you who are like, that's not possible. It is. In Florida, they just lay them on top of the ground. I'm joking. But you get the idea here. There's different risks associated with it. On top of that, I don't need to charge as much per hour, if you're thinking about this in like an hourly sense. I wouldn't need to charge as much per hour to install the sump pump in a warm basement as I would to dig a hole in the rain, or to break concrete, or to do something that's going to wear my life down. Like, when I do 5 hours of this type of activity, it actually wears me out for 2 or 3 days, like going to the gym. Except for that's like a half hour and it wears me out for 2 or 3 days. See, that time's worth more to me, because it's not just the 30 minutes I'm putting in at the gym. It's the 2 or 3 days I'm going to be wore out afterwards, and I can't do anything like tie my shoes. See, when we break concrete and we haul concrete all day long out of a basement upstairs because we're doing some sort of foundational slab leak, or maybe it's a sewer line that's under concrete and it's in a basement, done several of those, seen several of those. Those are a lot of work. Those hours are worth more. So hourly by itself doesn't work. Do I mark my parts up? How much do I mark my parts up? And that's arbitrary. I mean, that's debatable. Somebody said, well, this book says and that book says. But are you guys really considering everything at once? Or are we just looking at the hourly? Are we just looking at the parts markup? Are we just looking at the cost of marketing when we figure out our budget? You've often heard me say, or maybe you haven't heard me say, maybe this is the first time you're hearing me say this, but if I'm selling a bottle of water, and as an owner, I want to drive Lamborghinis, or I want to deliver the water bottles in Lamborghinis, therefore not being able to haul that many and burning up a ton of gas in the process and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on the vehicle to do it. If I want to waste my money like that as an owner, that doesn't mean that I'm going to sell the water bottle for more. That means I'm going to have to sell more water bottles. The price of the water bottle is fixated on the cost of making the water bottle. The item that you're making, the item that you're selling, the service that you're providing has a cost associated with it. That's how you're going to equate to the price. We have capacity as well, right? We have realities that we can only do so much work in a given day because of hours and time. Oh, that's got to be equated as well. And what happens when you don't book out all those hours? How do you know you're still going to be profitable at the end of the week? There's so much that goes into this. You know, when I work with companies and when I was actually pricing things all the time, or when I was even running a plumbing company, you know, there were so many aspects. When I owned other companies, you know, for those who know my story, I've owned a few seven-figure companies, and now I work with just plumbing companies, and we focus on this idea of service over sales and always be serving and giving the customer an amazing experience. Part of that amazing experience is for them to get the same purchasing habits, the same buying habits that they get inside of the store, inside of the grocery store, inside of the Best Buy, inside of the In-N-Out Burger, where they get choices, where they get options. And things, you know, every business knows that you can't go, hey, here's our full price TV, here's our full price surround sound, here's our full price computer. Hey, do you want to bundle it all together and buy it all even though you're not shopping for it and we're still going to charge you full price? That doesn't really work. At full price, which is great. I love full price. It's profitable. It's convertible. It works. It's minimal. It's minimizing. It's limiting because, nope, they're only going to buy so much. If they have one broken toilet and they call you out to replace one broken toilet, they're probably going to be willing, if you provide a great experience, to pay your full price. That's fine. But you're not going to convince them to go ahead and swap out all their toilets because all the toilets are just as old. All the toilets are just as made by the same manufacturer. They're all going to eventually break. And so we can swap them all out. Now, you're probably not going to get them to do that at full price on every toilet. And so you got to know that your price book is profitable, but you also got to get unlocked from these ideas that other people are telling you that you need to have some sort of hourly rate or some sort of flat rate, fixed way of doing things. There is a calculator that we've made that's literally available to you. You just go to the Apple store, you download the app. It's a free app called the Plumbing Sales Coach. You go in there, you open the app up. It's got a ton of free stuff in there, but one of the things that's in there is the price book calculator. You click on that and it's easy. You put in your tech hours, you put in your helper hours, and you put in the price of the materials that you're installing into the home. It will then take into consideration the risk based on the dollar amount of the product and based on the time associated to the job, and it will let you know what a true wholesale price is and what a true retail price is. Not some sort of hourly gimmicky, well, I need to be at $385 an hour, well, I need to be at $435 an hour. No, what you need to be doing is generating revenue, and a lot of it. That's what you need to be doing. How you get to that is irrelevant. It's just a matter that you need to get to that. So you could charge $450 an hour and mark your parts up 10%. Someone else could charge $100 an hour and mark up their parts 500%. Someone else could, right? Someone else could just call up someone else and be like, what do you charge? And then just charge that. But do you really understand why, what's going into that? No, you don't. And if, yeah, I know there's fancy calculators out there on the internet right now that'll help you break down your cost of doing business and all that stuff, but it's really not that complicated. I mean, a water heater in New Hampshire doesn't cost the same as a water heater in Texas, but the risk is the same. The associated idea that you have to generate enough revenue to cover that risk is the same, and it's based on the amount. So if the amount's different in New Hampshire, then your price is going to be a little bit different than the guy in Texas, as it should be, because it's related not to the owner's inability to manage money. It's related to the fact that it actually costs more in New Hampshire to put the water heater in than it does Texas. This could be true with labor. Okay. So when you think about the price book and you could really put your guys in a results-based economy, no piece rate, none of that junk, just a straight up commission. For those that are like, oh, no way, I would never do commission. Okay. I just know tons. I mean, talking tons of companies that are doing this system. They're making millions. Some guys are making $100,000 a year. They're on their paychecks now, legitimately just killing it. Six-figure incomes in small towns too. Think of a place they're killing it. La Crosse, Wisconsin. Population of 60,000 and no signs that it's going to get bigger. I love you, La Crosse. I love you, Wisconsin. The 70 show, I think they were from La Crosse. But this plumbing company is from La Crosse. They're in our program. Think of a company out in the middle of nowhere, Texas, doing it as well. I can think of a company right in the middle of 40 million people or 20 million people or Southern California right there. Big company, blowing it up. Other companies down there, killing it. Crushing last year's numbers with less calls. Charging less, quote unquote, in some cases. Some companies are charging more based off our calculator. But here's what I know. They're charging consistently. It's consistently converting. It's consistently profitable. And it's scalable because everybody can understand it. You know, there's two pieces I tell my clients to a price book. There's the formula that creates the price book. And then there's the actual tangible price book. Like when you walk into a restaurant, there's some sort of hidden formula that they're using, hopefully, to figure out food cost loss and all these things and to generate a price for each one of those items on the menu. But then there's the actual menu that we see as a consumer that we pick from that tells us how much we're going to pay at the end of the meal. And if you guys saw my recent post and you're traveling through airports or you're traveling through the US these days, the menu may not be the only thing you're paying for. There might be some hidden fees on your receipt. The restaurant industry is turning into the car industry. Don't be that. Let's just be upfront. Let's just tell our customers what we need to charge to be profitable. Let's give them a good deal to be convertible. Okay, but those that's the two pieces to a price book. You got the formula and then you got the actual tangible price book. In the plumbing world, the actual tangible price book is an evolving thing. It never ends. You got the Flow by Moen that just came, you know, they came out a few years back. You got Tankless that came out 10, 15 years ago that actually started becoming worthwhile to consider installing. Really more about, you know, I'd say 5 or 6 years ago. Then you got water softeners that are constantly changing and coming out with new products and stuff. You've got different fittings, different things that are coming out, different materials that are constantly coming out. Things are constantly changing and evolving. You know, wasn't that long ago that not that many people jetted. Now everyone's jetting. And now not that many people do liners, but all of a sudden a lot of people are starting to do liners. Hardly anybody was doing softeners when I started doing this stuff online. And now I know a lot of companies, at least company I'm working with, they're selling softeners like you wouldn't believe to the customers who don't buy them in the cities that don't sell them, right? You know, it's funny how mindset changes and all of a sudden buying habits change. You change your mindset on your price book, the buying habit of your customer changes, and you stop asking me, hey, Chris, what do I do with all these customers that just want a price only? Hey, Chris, what do I do with these customers that are calling in for a quote? You fix your price book. Convert it. Go get it. They got a plumbing problem. Yo, if they got a problem, yo, you'll solve it. You got the price book. I don't know. I was going to try to finish it off like that. Ice, baby. All right, guys, listen, this is so crucial that you grasp this right here for real. It saves you like a year of stress off your life and then another year of trying to figure out your price book and then another year of going back and revamping your price book and then another year of just constantly going through this cycle of always trying to figure out your price book. And then you're that one guy that's probably got that sophisticated one that's got like 53,000 calculations going into your spreadsheet. And if one little thing gets erased on accident, it kicks that little hashtag REF into the box. You know, for those that work the Microsoft Excel spreadsheets, you know what I'm talking about. Reference. I don't understand what you want from me right now. And then you're like, what happened? Control Z. Wait, it's not a Mac. All right. So the point is that you don't want to overcomplicate this. We got a free tool that'll do it for you. No strings attached. Just go download the app. Use it. You want to create that tangible price book? Open up your thing. All you got to do to use the price book, I'll teach everyone how to use the price book right now. It's real simple. Look, every water heater is different. I get that. Some take an hour and a half. Some takes 2 hours. Some takes 5 hours. Some takes 4 hours. Sometimes you got to move a box. Sometimes you don't got to move a box. Sometimes you need another helper to lower it down the basement stairs. Sometimes you don't. I get it. It's all different. But for the most part, we could agree on average. There's an average time that it takes to install things. And I don't even want to argue about what that average time is. You can figure that out for your company, but it makes it consistent. You know, do toilets take you guys on average an hour? Do they take you an hour 1.25? Do they take you 1.5 hours? 1.75? Do water heaters take you guys 3 hours, 3.5 hours, 2.5 hours, 4 hours? We're talking electric, gas, maybe electric, we put 2.5 hours on, maybe we put 3 hours on it. Maybe for gas, we put three and a half hours. And if it's, you take your wins with your losses, if in the basement, okay. If it's in the garage, okay. If it's in an attic, maybe you have an attic charge of another $200 or something like that to cover some sort of flat rate upfront price. Based off the calculator, based on the excess time, based on the excess material, based on whatever the unique circumstances is, you can alter that in your price book. And the beautiful thing about that price book is when you install one toilet, it might take you an hour and a half. But when you install four toilets in one home, you get into a rhythm. And usually you can knock that out in like 3 hours. So all of a sudden, it's no longer an hour and a half per toilet. So if I go to a customer and I put in my price into the calculator for the material, and then I put in the hours for what I think it's going to take me to install that toilet, that's going to give me a retail price and a wholesale price, but it's going to give me a retail price. And then when I multiply that times four or three or how many of your toilets I'm doing, that's going to tell me what the value of that job is. I'm going to tell the customer, this is what the value of that job is. If you were to do these toilets one at a time, you'd be looking at X amount of dollars. Maybe in this case, it spits out a $700 retail price or $600 retail price or an $800 retail price, depending on what toilet we're talking about, right? And so all of a sudden we get to the end and we say, well, it's a $700 toilet times three, it's $2,100. However, or maybe if it's four toilets, it's $2,800. Or however, because I'm doing four toilets, I can actually do it faster. You go back into the calculator, you type in a three for the hours, you type in the total cost material, and it's like, oh, well, the wholesale price on this or the new retail price on this is $2,200 because it's going to be less time or whatever the price is. You could offer that to the customer. Say, if you're willing to do it all right now, I could save you a little bit of money since I'm going to be able to do it a little bit faster. We're a little bit slower in the shop today. We could. It'd be better just to go ahead and knock out this for you and save you some money. You could even drop all the way down to the wholesale price. Maybe the wholesale price is like $1,900. But all of a sudden, now you're generating $1,900 on four toilets. You were never going to make. You were never going to offer. You were never going to sell before. Because they were never going to get excited enough about four toilets for $2,800 all at once when they could just do it when they need to. You know, if you're a business owner and you've been taught anything about money and you're smart with money, if you're anybody out there, a salesperson, and you're smart with money, or if just anybody out there smart with money, you know it's better to keep your money and make the money work for you than to give it to somebody else and let the work money work for them. So if you can get a 0% interest loan, why wouldn't you take that and make the payments and hold on to your money and find a better way to invest your money and use your money to your advantage. Money is just a tool. Money is just a resource. So in the same way, why would the customer shell out $2,800 for toilets they don't necessarily need right now when they can hold on to the other $2,100? But if you gave them a reason to invest their money with you and make their money work for them with you, you see how this works? Then they will now pull the trigger. They'll now be more likely to go ahead and swap out all four toilets, which is good for them because they're going to have to swap them out at some point. It's good for you because you don't want to make four trips. And the odds are you won't make all four trips. You'll probably only make a couple of them. They might accidentally call someone else or they sell the home or something happens. I hope you guys get this. Please get this. This is so important. Go check us out on Facebook. We got a group right now. Always be serving. It's this Fresh Force Service Expert Plumbers, Fresh Force Service Expert Plumbers on Facebook. Go look for that group, find that group, join that group, be a part of that group. A lot of information, a lot of free training, a lot of help on that group. Also in our app, we got free training in our app. Get the free app, get the free training. If you can't get the app, you can't get the training because you don't have Apple, go to our website, theplumbingsalescoach.com, and you can get hooked up right there with whatever you want. All right, guys, I love you. Remember, as always, serve your communities and everything. Not just plumbing. Have a great day. Fresh. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Fresh Approach. Be sure to check out our new show, The Fresh Experience, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and Facebook. We'll see you there. Fresh. Fresh.